We'll get to the next song from Blueprint, but first a quick side story, which is, you know, I had mentioned last week that I got a refeed day. The trainer I'm working with was like, hey, you can have whatever you want. You can get the burrata pizza, whatever, at the restaurant you're going to with your friends. And I did. And I ate the entire thing. And my weight today, I went to that restaurant Friday. My weight now is now Tuesday. My weight today is still not under what it was before I had that giant meal. But what was fascinating to me was I had permission to eat that giant pizza, and I did. And I kept eating it even after I was full. I wouldn't say I was binging, but I was eating it past the point of enjoying it because it was like, it tasted so good. And I was talking to my trainer guy about this, and he was giving me some of the science behind it and what it means and why it happens. And he's like, you know, don't beat yourself up for it. It's fine. I don't know. I wish I had only eaten half the pizza, I guess is my point. And so I'm saying this out loud to you all as a reminder to myself for her next time I have a refeed day. I think tomorrow I'll finally be back under where I was last Friday, but I kind of feel like I wasted a half a week or more. Anyway, let's do the next Blueprint song. It's an insane one.
Your Daily Lex.
We have talked before, you and I, dear listener, about BooBooBot, the robot character we created on our first album, Hunger Attack, inspired by BJ Novak's book, The Book with No Pictures, where he mentions the phrase BooBooBot, and we created a robot named BooBooBot, and he can do a lot of things. And at some point, I don't know why or how it happened exactly, but Liam and I decided that we should have a parody of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, the song, on this album. And Liam said, oh, it should be called BooBooBot's Popular Spades Diamond Soloist. And it took me a while to understand what the heck he was talking about. But he was listening to the Lonely Hearts Club Band and trying to parody it with opposites. Instead of Hearts Club Band, he was saying Spades Diamond Soloist, the other two card suits, even though it's not what a Lonely Hearts Club is, as you and I both know. I said the popular wasn't the opposite of lonely, but that social could be. So it became BooBooBot's Social Spades Diamond Soloist. So we made this song. It is a parody of that song. And Liam really worked hard, I will say, like, I would say too hard, on trying to be as faithful to the sound and playing of the original. He was listening to isolated tracks of all the different instrumentation and trying to create as much as possible. Then at one point we decided to robotify a horn section early in the song because it made us laugh out loud. But yeah, insane. And this song is a lead-in to BooBooBot 2.0, the other BooBooBot song on this album, where we talk about all the upgrades we have made to this fictional robot. So this one segues right into that one. It won't today because I'm just going to play the one. But yeah, very weird. And I've mentioned it repeatedly, but boy, do I have to sing high on this one. I would say this is probably my least successful high singing, but that's the key the song is in. So what are you going to do? I think we nailed some of the harmonies, though, so there's that. This song makes no sense. I would also note that it changes perspective. Sometimes it feels like BooBooBot is the one singing it, or it's from his perspective, and other times it's from somebody else's perspective. But there you go. This is one of three songs, I believe, that features Liam's name on it, on this album. This one is the one of two, I guess, that has my name on it. Yeah, one of two songs with my name in it. You already heard one, which was Pronouns. But yeah, BooBooBot learns from Liam and Lex in this song. Allegedly. So anyway, enjoy BooBooBot's Social Spades Diamond Soloist. It makes exactly as much sense as the title would imply.
Robot, I like a lot. BooBooBot, Social Spades Diamond Soloist.
Lex.